Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Well, as I told you before, I like talking about my music. My music is so important to me. But with music, I have to express thyself, and just as with podcasts, I have to express thyself. It really is really sad that each day I come across insanity or something that's just so not only bizarre but illegal, and something's not right with the society. On the internet, I celebrated that the governor Newsom passed the CARE Act to put people who have severe mental illness and severe substance abuse into hospitals if they commit crimes. To do it, they have to be really severely ill. I mean, they can't take care of themselves, or they're living on the street, they're deteriorating, you know, really something extreme, and they commit a crime or something. And I really am glad, because I'm dealing with people in my environment, my building, and my neighborhood who exhibit extreme antisocial features and due to their mental illness. It also involved insanity, racism, and crimes of attempted harassment for crazy, or let's just say, mentally ill reasons. One of them was this black woman and black people coming over angry, saying that, oh, I don't hang out with black people, and I should be with a black woman, and all that is insane, because I'm not attracted to any woman. Sexually, I'm gay. And, you know, I was never heterosexual, and I don't know why they keep coming over here. First of all, I don't know them. If you don't know somebody and you target somebody, then you must be very sick in the head. Somebody needs to get involved, police or so on. So I have made that attempt several times with the LAPD nearby. I saw police reports. I did restraining orders. I made several attempts to remedy this situation. This is someone who's obsessed with me, who I have no control, and who I consider extremely ill. I have no attraction to them, never will in this lifetime, and they continue coming over with this sickness. And what makes matters worse, how sick they really are, they say to me when I'm outside that they're looking in my home. Now, as I said before, people were listening to my podcast and said, why do I keep bringing it up? Why do I keep bringing it up? Well, when you have a very sick severely ill person, a mentally ill person coming over when I have a severely mentally ill person coming to my home and saying things like that, I'm getting very concerned. They need a police officer to take them to the hospital. So the CARE Act could put this woman and these black people in the hospital. The other side of the coin is there's a white man who's very racist. He calls himself conservative. He says he's from South Carolina. He says he's been in jail so many times. He has said, gossiping, that he targeted other African Americans. Now, that's a no-no. Just like with these deranged black women coming over here and black people, hoodlums, I think they're from the nearby area of South Central, they need to be locked up. Okay, I'll get back to that in a minute. But this Caucasian guy, white guy, should not be coming over here targeting me for racism. He should be investigated for a hate crime. This is the 21st century, especially in Los Angeles, Los Angeles County. They have hate crime laws. They do not allow this. They are hate crime laws statewide, and there's federal hate crime laws. We are not living in 1970, and we never will ever again. And he called himself conservative. I know that the Conservative Party has people who are who are less tolerant, but I don't think he can be among conservatives either if he's participating in any hate crimes. What I don't like when they say "stay with your own kind," that's a very racist statement. There are so many interracial marriages, gay, straight, all over this world, in this country, of in political, of different political beliefs, different statuses, and he should not be saying that in mainstream society. So that's my statement. It is wrong. I don't deal with racist people. Black racism, white racism, I don't deal with. It's wrong. It's being an idiot, and it has no place in my life. I don't believe in any type of discrimination. There are people who said that they believe, this or that or whatever. I don't deal with anybody who's affiliated with the KKK or who's homophobic, anti-Semitic, or any type of discrimination. I don't deal with any type of racist or any type of person who exhibit or say things that goes against the mainstream of the society and goes against the laws of the society. As far as, let's just say, it goes against science, goes against the law. It's very unpopular. It will never be a racist society again. So he needs to stay away. If it's religion, I think he do it indirectly because sometimes, people like to hide their racism by doing things indirectly, by saying, oh, I'm a Christian or I'm a this or that. That is no excuse. That is no excuse. You cannot be a solid, I don't think you cannot be no Christian being a hate monger. You cannot. You cannot. If you are something wrong, you are not going to get very far in society being a racist, especially in Southern California, in this area. You're in the wrong area. I don't care if you're in a more or less tolerant state. You still cannot be a racist in this society in the 21st century. That is a settled law with Civil Rights Act and segregation is over. But this guy is targeted because he thinks I'm uppity. I don't want to deal with somebody like this. I consider him dangerous. He has racist tendencies, and his girlfriends, they need to be investigated. They will be investigated for a hate crime. I'm pretty sure. Since he has probably been investigated before, they're going to be investigated. They're going to go to court. They're going to go to jail. And I don't want them trying to target me or try to do something to me simply because of what my color of skin or because of what I am. I mean, that's not fair. Homophobia is not an excuse either. And this coincides with this, the mental illness. If they looking inside my property, they committed a crime. The cops were notified. They're going to jail if any of those allegations are true. You cannot look in my bedroom or bathroom. Last night, they were outside saying they saw me naked. Again, they need to go to a mental hospital or a locked facility or prison, and they have to. I don't want to deal with this on a daily basis, I got other things to do. Why is that? I'm not a therapist or I'm not something like that. I don't want to deal with no sick, crazy black man or white man or a crazy person coming over here who don't have nothing better to do. They need to be locked up. What is wrong with the system? I know people have to mind their business, but these people need to be locked up. They need to be locked up in some way. So everyday life, people like me and you, and when I say you, you're listening to me on this podcast, can live in happy comfort. We don't have no crazy person who's incapacitated from basic common sense and who's uncivilized. These people don't have basic human qualities of how to deal with people. They're uncivilized. I don't like to use words that are diminishing to people with severe mental illness, but these people deserve it. They are dangerous. They're 7/10 of a person. I mean, I don't think they have the capacity to understand basic human being. So I'm going to do what I have to do, and I have to call the police. I mean, it's not fair for anybody to deal with this. So, you know, it really isn't. No one's allowed to do anything to harass or target me for anything that coincide with my right to expectation of privacy. Now, that is the law. There is no way. You cannot be a racist in the society. And, you know, any type of racism, any type of bigotry. And I'm going to get this clear. I don't believe in people who exhibit those qualities, and I cannot deal with someone who's severely mentally ill. If they don't like that, I'm hanging around. I mean, I hang around with white or black. I hang out around with whoever I want. If they don't like it, something is wrong. They should be locked up. So that is how it is. You know, like people who these people said they were Farrakhan, these black people. I do not believe, I am not a follower of Farrakhan. I'm not going to say anything about Farrakhan, but I am not a follower of Farrakhan or Nation of Islam, and I never will, but I leave it there. I am not a follower of any type of group that I consider, or any other group that I consider, have some issue with discrimination, in my opinion. But I have, you know, I'm going to leave it there. Just like I definitely will not be around somebody who's a member of the KKK. But I think I am around someone who probably acts like they're a member of the KKK. But the police department should be investigated. The police department should investigate these individuals. I think these individuals are capable of killing somebody, hurting somebody. I really do. If they are looking in this property, they're going to go to jail because being a pervert and being a peeping Tom is illegal. It's a misdemeanor. So that's what I leave it here. I am not on this planet to deal with any insane or dangerous person, okay? But their mental illness requires them to go to hospital. So I think the CARE Act would be good because if they're outside living on the street or in this building, somebody will see them deteriorating, doing illegal things that don't make sense. Then they can get investigated. Now, it could be that they think because I complained to the police, so they want to retaliate. That's just another sign of a dangerous person. Why are they living in my building or living in this area? They're going to get caught. This is not they want the building I live or area to be old-fashioned. It will never be. So the police officers will be notified. They will be over, and they're going to catch them. I mean, if they're looking inside this property, they're going to jail. They are too dangerous to live around everyday life people, regardless of color. The African-American woman who's coming over here from wherever she wants, Boseland, wherever she wants, she needs to be locked up in an institution. I don't know these people. I never talked to these people. That's the one reason why this is deranged. Two, I have told the therapist over there that they were coming over here. They may have told, you know, at San Fernando, they may have hang out there. I don't want them over here. I told them this several times. I am not, you know, involved in that center in any way in this lifetime. That's over with forever. But they keep coming over here. They have some severe problem, and they don't know how to stop coming over here. And when I say over here, I mean these people go to this mental health center. I do not want them over here. I mean, these people should have been locked up. I mean, they keep saying they're looking in, they're looking at me, showering. If they got a picture of me, I'm going to file criminal charges and sue because that's illegal. I don't want to live next door to someone who's a pervert or a peeping Tom. I don't want to live there. That's something I keep repeating because these people in the area, in this building, keep saying these things. And there cannot be a hate monger in this building or area. This is not a place for a hate monger. Everybody in this area is voted very open-minded, democratic, and they don't tolerate any type of racism. Democrats embrace open-mindedness. There is no way they will embrace any type of discrimination or hatred. So I hope that the police investigate my building because I will be continue to call them. I'm going to also eventually try to move. I hope I can eventually so I can get to a place where I live around people who don't talk about looking in my home. I mean, these people actually think I don't own it. They really are delusional and dangerous. They should be locked up. As they said before, expectation of privacy is a right for every human, a right for every tenant and every owner. And any type of bigotry should not be tolerated. But I think they use their bigotry indirectly for crime of harassment, to press my buttons, to get me to talk about these things. Well, that means they're dangerous. They're going to get caught. And I'm going to continue to talk about it on the podcast because it is shown in that a lot of African-American minorities, gay, black, whatever, have experienced discrimination in buildings. And we have a lot of hate crime complaints in this county. I'm probably one of them, but there's so many hate crime complaints, even though despite it being liberal, maybe because they have these hate mongers coming to L.A., like this individual in my building or in the area who don't know how to live, thinking that trying to make this a very closed-minded place, and that's not going to happen. I'm sorry, those state constitutions have anti-hate, anti-homophobic, anti-Semitic hate laws that will put people in jail. They have a federal law, a hate crime law, that if you do something illegal, you can go to jail for a very long time. They also have a state law that is a hate crime law. You don't want to live in Los Angeles or any part being a hate monger. And these individuals are in my building or in the area. This place has to be investigated to get them out of this building so colorblind society, everyday life people who know how to mind their business and who don't use their mental illness or backward racist mental illness onto me for no reason. Law has to change. I leave that to the police and I leave that to the mental health community to do that through the CARE Act. So we all can feel safe in our homes. We can feel have our privacy and we don't have no hate monger targeting minorities and people who knows basic concepts or know how to mind their business. So insanity, racism, and people who are considered sick, dangerous, and mentally ill can be locked up and kept away from law-abiding people in the society and perverts. Keep the peeping Toms out. If any of that stuff is true, keep it out. We don't need no deranged person around us. Good day, good night from Death Knight.
They said you gotta stop looking. If you watch, you're out of it.